there, have you noticed that wherever Paul went to preach about Jesus, two things happened? He made strong friends with those who believed and bitter enemies among those who wouldn't believe on Jesus. This is brought out in the exciting story of Paul and Barnabas as they preached in the synagogue at Lystra. Sitting there was a man who had never walked in his whole life. His feet were crippled. He gazed on Paul with faith in every word Paul said about Jesus. Then Paul turned to him and said,
"Stand up on your feet.
Look, I can walk. I can jump. I'm healed.
It's a miracle from the gods.
He must be Mercury.
Bring an ox. We must offer a sacrifice to them.
The gods have come to us in the likeness of men.
Yeah.
Sirs, why do you do these things? Stop. We are men just like you. We beg you to turn from your false gods and receive the true and living God. He is the one who healed this man. He is the one who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all things upon the earth. Calm down and think about these things. God does not want you to make sacrifices to us. Believe on Jesus. He died on the cross for your sins and rose again the third day. Believe on him, and you will all become the children of God."
Soon after this, Paul's Jewish enemies came from Antioch and Iconium. They talked against Jesus and the resurrection and stirred up the people against Paul and Barnabas. Soon they were all in an uproar.
"They came to lead us astray.
Throw them out of the city.
That Paul is the worst one. Stone him.
Stone him.
What did they come here for anyway?"
And they left Paul lying on the ground under a pile of stones. They thought he was dead. Just think, a few days earlier, they had wanted to make him their God. But the Lord had different plans. As the disciples stood in a circle around Paul praying, Paul got up, dusted himself off, and went back with them into the city. Isn't it amazing how some people swerve back and forth, hot and cold, in their faith in God? The Lord is looking for those who are strong in their faith. Those are the ones who will receive a crown of righteousness someday. If you haven't done so, receive the Lord Jesus into your heart. Close your eyes and pray after me. "Dear Lord Jesus, I am sorry for the wrong things I've done. Forgive me and come into my heart. I want to be a child of God and live the way you want me to live. Amen."